Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Tech Executive Consultant Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we'll be talking about making it personal. Before that, I want to remind you that if you haven't yet listened to the previous episode, it was a very special one with 100 lessons from the first 100 episodes of this podcast. So, do give it a listen and let me know which one of the lessons was your favorite. I'm really interested to know. And now let's talk about making it personal. What am I talking about this week? As you might imagine, given the fact that I work pretty much solely with executives, a lot of our conversations when we start are all about the people surrounding them. Their organizations, of course, but also their peers and their bosses. And yet, I find that eventually, we always have to understand that we have a personal part in whatever issue, initiative, problem, success you are seeing. You are personally a part of everything. And I know that for a lot of us, we tend to distance things from ourselves, as in, I'm doing great, but my managers are not as good as they should be. Or my organization is great if only product would do their job correctly. That sort of thinking. But in the spirit of extreme ownership, we have to realize that it takes two to tango. You have to take things personally. And a lot of the times when I'm working with people, initially they do not understand that they have to go through a personal change as well. They are looking for solutions for fixing people around them. And they miss the fact that there is some improvement that needs to be done personally in how they are doing things. Personally, you should be growing all the time. I repeatedly say that as organizations go through rapid growth, the executives have to grow even faster, or the organization will outgrow you. And I've seen that happen too many times where talented people kept trying to use the same tools they had, whatever worked for them a year ago, but it doesn't work anymore. In my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I talk about some of the tool sets that you need as an executive. And some of those are what I call the paradigms, the modes of thinking and evaluating how you treat things. A part of that is what I call letting go. You have to make it customary to shed some of those things that you used to do, even if you did it splendidly well. Even if they turned out amazing results, keep using it as long as it's still working. But do realize that at some point, some things have to evolve. Just like our teams have code bases that, for example, might have a microservice that performed amazingly well for the first 2-3 years, and now with changes in your product, changes in scale, changes in technology, is no longer the best thing to do, and it is time to replace it. It is harder when it comes to personal things that you're used to doing, like the way you are used to managing your time, the way you are used to onboarding new managers, or interviewing people, or measuring your organization's success. Some things that make sense for 10 people do not make sense for 100. If we do not adjust as we go along, we cannot make it work. So do take things personally. Make your own personal growth goals. Realize that whatever issues you are having also likely have a personal part to them. For example, there's no such thing as I'm doing great, but my managers aren't good enough. It is, I am not that great in either hiring the right managers or coaching them or aligning them, and I need to improve in that. There's no, my organization is awesome, product sucks. There's, I have not yet found a way to create the right sort of collaboration that I'm looking for with product. Yes, it is hard. Yes, it is annoying to even hear that, especially if you feel like you've given all you could. But frankly, what other option is there? Can you fire everyone around you? Can you just keep on moving from one company to the next, waiting to find the Goldilocks amazing company where everything seems to be working? Because let me tell you, I'm working with dozens. Nobody's perfect. Everyone feels like they are making things up as they're going along. There's no surprise here. You have to realize that things will change. Things will adapt. Things are not going to be ever at a perfect solution. And you have to put in your effort to make things better. In the previous episode, one of the lessons I shared is there's no Goldilocks solution. You have to create the reality you're looking for. This is on you. If you feel like that's a drag, I'm sorry, but when I hear that, I realize that this is actually empowering. This is on me. I'm not dependent on others, at least not completely. I have something to do. You have the agency to change things. Don't just sit there and wait for someone to tell you what to do. Take the initiative, grab it by its collar, and do what needs to be done. People who are proactive, who push things forward, who have this executive mindset of saying, yo, this is possible. We can do this. Follow me. This is the sort of thing that people move companies for. The sort of leadership that makes people go with you when you continue on your next enterprise. This is what we need more of. And you can do it, I'm sure. And I'm telling you right now, you have the agency. I don't care what your role definition is. You can make things better right now. You don't have to sit and wait. You just need to make it personal and find the way to make that first step towards improvement. And personally, I believe in you. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to my newsletter where you can get exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. It has been growing quite a bit. I think we grew like 20% in the past few months, which is amazing. And still, come on, plenty of room for all of you. And if you sign up and you get the first welcome email along with a sample chapter of my book, I would love to hear which of the tips in the welcome email you like best. Thank you, and talk to you soon.